upholding scientific research and discovery in respect, as we should, we must also be alert to the equal and opposite danger that public policy could itself become the captain of a scientific, technological elite.
We've signed a climate convention on the importance of economic instruments and free markets. Were included in this mammoth Agenda 21 document and the Rio Declaration. Now, let me be clear on one fundamental point. The United States fully intends to be the world's preeminent leader in protecting the global environment.
Coming up, Technocracy News. And greetings for August 15, 2019, you have reached Technocracy News and Trends. I'm Patrick Wood, your host for today and editor-in-chief of Technocracy News and Trends. And today we have a new revelation that Amazon, which has been selling its facial recognition software to law enforcement all around the country, has added a new emotional identifier to its software. It can now identify fear. This is in addition to happy, sad, angry, surprised, and disgusted, and calm, and even confused. But now it can throw up a fear indicator as well. And police departments around America indeed are purchasing the recognition system that's spelled with a K, R-E-K, recognition. And actually, any developer anywhere can purchase the service, not just police departments. Private corporations are using their new system, and it's very inexpensive, surprisingly inexpensive. I did a little check myself and found out that if you're just a developer getting going, you can even open a free account. For instance, you can analyze up to 5,000 images per month and store up to 1,000 face metadata each month for up to 12 months. And after that, prices are just ridiculously cheap. If you have a million photos in your database and you wanted to analyze each one of them, it only cost you a few hundred dollars. It's pretty amazing. But police departments are using this software now nilly-willy. They love it because they can identify people fairly accurately. Not totally accurate, but they think it's pretty good. The article states, Amazon said this week its facial recognition software can detect a person's fear. Recognition is one of the many Amazon Web Services, that's AWS, cloud services available for developers. It can be used for facial analysis or sentiment analysis, which identifies different expressions and predicts emotions from images of people's faces. The service uses artificial intelligence to learn from the reams of data it processes. The tech giant revealed updates to the controversial tool on Monday that include improving the accuracy and functionality of its face analysis features, such as identifying gender, emotions, and age range. Amazon said in a blog post, quote, "With this release, we have further improved the accuracy of gender identification. In addition, we have improved accuracy for emotion detection for all seven emotions now, happy, sad, angry, surprised, disgusted, calm, and confused, and added a new emotion, fear. Artificial intelligence researchers have invested plenty of resources to try and read a person's emotions by analyzing their facial features, movements, voice, and more. Some tech companies involved in the space include Microsoft, Effectiva, and Kairos. But some experts have pointed out that while there is scientific evidence suggesting there are correlations between facial expressions and emotions, the way people communicate major emotions varies across cultures and situations. Sometimes similar types of facial movements can express more than one category of emotions. And so researchers have warned, quote, it is not possible to express more than one category of emotions. And so researchers have warned, it is not possible to confidently infer happiness from a smile, anger from a scowl, or sadness from a frown. As much as current technology tries to do when applying what are mistakenly believed to be scientific facts. The availability of facial recognition technology has also raised concerns about the potential use in surveillance and for the possibility it could intrude on privacy. Well, isn't that the truth? Amazon has absolutely no intent of curtailing the sale of recognition software, spelled with a K. And if possible, they would like to see it in every police department and law enforcement agency in America. Why? To spy on you. The problem is, of course, it isn't that accurate, and people can very easily get falsely tagged, if not falsely identified, or both. This is very dangerous software to society. The potential for misuse is just huge. Our second story today is a nuisance story. The FAA has approved food delivery drones in North Carolina. All we can say is, here come the drones, here come the drones. Well, technocrats who would gladly replace human delivery drivers with drones are populating the skies with noisy and intrusive drones. Convenience aside, people will consider them a massive nuisance. They may or may not be able to get rid of them when that time comes. The article states, the Federal Aviation Commission, the FAA, has granted Israeli drone maker Flytrex and North Carolina-based drone services firm Kazi Aviation Unmanned approval for a drone-based food delivery pilot, according to a press release emailed to the author. The team will deliver food via drone in Holly Springs, North Carolina, as part of the FAA's UAS Integration Pilot Program, that's IPP, I guess, for short, in partnership with the North Carolina Department of Transportation and the town of Holly Springs. The drones will travel along a single fixed route from a distribution center to an outdoor recreational area over mostly unpopulated areas, though the route does not cross a highway. The FAA approved this route. Flytrex drones have been delivering food in Iceland in partnership with a local e-commerce site since 2017. With this plan, drones are beginning to show similarities to other introductions of autonomous vehicles into supply chains. There's the buzzword, by the way, supply chain. Repeated fixed routes or milk runs are quickly becoming a hallmark of early autonomous vehicle applications. Walmart, for one, is moving groceries between a Walmart grocery pickup location and Walmart Neighborhood Market in Bentonville, Arkansas, via autonomous van. Fixed routes substantially decrease the variables the vehicle may encounter, and in the use of the North Carolina flight plan, minimizes the number of people the drone will fly over. Another player looking to deliver will be Uber Eats. And all of the other delivery companies in the nation are also looking to introduce drones. That would include Amazon and other large retailers like that. So here come the drones, these noisy, intrusive devices, once they do populate the skies, will basically drive everybody nuts on the ground. And the potential for harm and collisions are very significant. The biggest story today, by far, is a story that I've titled The Whistleblower Who Exposed Google's Deep Conspiracy to Overthrow the U.S. Government. That is a very shocking thought, but I don't think enough exposure has been given to this story yet, even though it has hit much of the major media. A whistleblower by the name of Zachary Voorhees discovered the pure evil intent of Google when he realized that it intended to overthrow the U.S. government. And then he put his career on the line as a result to expose hundreds of internal Google documents that proved his point. He'd been with Google for 8 years, a full-time employee. I might add, he was a loyal employee up to that point, doing his work there. In this article, which is posted on the Veritas website, that's projectveritas.com, starts out and says, a Google insider who anonymously leaked internal documents to Project Veritas made the decision to go public in an on-the-record video interview. The insider, Zachary Voorhees, decided to go public after receiving a letter from Google and after he says Google allegedly called the police to perform a, quote, wellness check on him. Along with the interview, Voorhees asked Project Veritas to publish more of the internal Google documents he had previously leaked. And he said, quote, "I gave the documents to Project Veritas. I had been collecting documents for over a year. And the reason why I collected these documents was because I saw something dark and nefarious going on with the company. And I realized that they were going to not only tamper with the elections, but use the tampering with the elections to essentially overthrow the United States." Close quote. In June of 2019, Project Veritas published internal Google documents revealing algorithmic unfairness. Voorhees told Project Veritas these were documents that were widely available to full-time Google employees. He said, "These documents were available to every single employee within the company that was full-time. And so as a full-time employee of the company, I just searched for some of the keywords and these documents started to pop up. And so once I started finding one document and started finding keywords for other documents, and I could enter that in and continue the cycle until I had a treasure trove, an archive of documents that clearly spelled out the system, what they're attempting to do in very clear language." Shortly after the report, including the algorithmic unfairness documents, was published, Voorhees received a letter from Google containing several demands. Voorhees told Project Veritas that he had complied with Google's demands, which included a request for any internal Google documents he may have personally retained. Voorhees also said he sent those documents to the Department of Justice Antitrust Division. After having been identified by an anonymous account, which Voorhees believes belongs to a Google employee, on social media as a leaker, Voorhees was approached by law enforcement at his residence in California. According to Voorhees, the San Francisco police received a call from Google, which prompted a wellness check. Voorhees described the incident to Project Veritas. Quote, "They got inside the gate, the police, and they started banging on my door. And so the police decided that they were going to call in additional forces. They called in the FBI, and they called in the SWAT team, and they called in a bomb squad." The wellness check idea, by the way, is to claim that a person is mentally unbalanced and may do something dangerous. With those kinds of unknowns, the police have absolutely no idea what they're dealing with. For all the information that they didn't have, Voorhees could have been ready to set up for a mass shooting, for instance, or some other heinous crime. So they were prepared to go all the way. Voorhees said, "This is a large way in which Google tries to intimidate their employees that go rogue on the company." Partial video of the incident was provided to Project Veritas. San Francisco police confirmed to Project Veritas that they did receive a mental health call and responded to Voorhees' address that day. This indeed is a Google Snowden moment. Project Veritas since has released hundreds of internal Google documents leaked by Voorhees. Among those documents is a file called, quote, "News Blacklist Site for Google Now." The document, according to Voorhees, is a blacklist that restricts certain websites from appearing on news feeds for an Android Google product. This list includes conservative and progressive websites such as newsbusters.org and mediamatters.org. The document says that some sites are listed with or because of a high user block rate. The full video interview of Zach Voorhees is included in the post on technocracy.news. This is a must-read article for every American, and probably a lot of people in foreign countries too. This doesn't concern you directly as much as it concerns us. But the odds are that Google is doing this to other countries in the world as well. And if you live in another country, you're going to have to figure that out for yourself. Maybe a whistleblower will come forward there. But in America, Google fully intended to overthrow the U.S. government by manipulating the voting system. This is not just an oversight. This is not just a mistake. This is not just a few people within Google doing rogue things. This is a company that has taken its full weight and measure of technical prowess to manipulate the outcome of elections, national elections, in America. And if they can manipulate national elections, just imagine what they can do to local elections as well. That is state, county, city, basically anywhere they want. Congress is already investigating these documents and these allegations. Zach Voorhees is under tremendous pressure and persecution now. They'll try to destroy his life for sure, put every conceivable level of harassment on him. And we hope that he can stay safe. He lives in San Francisco. He may be wanting to move out pretty quickly, but he's a bright and talented guy. He might get another job there locally pretty quickly. Hopefully it won't be with a company that originally had a motto of do no evil, but now Google apparently wants to do evil. I have to make a comment that the previous CEO of Google and the CEO and chairman of its parent company, Alphabet, who has since resigned, is Eric Schmidt. Eric Schmidt is a member of the Trilateral Commission and has proven himself to be a member of the global elite over and over. I have claimed in my book, Technocracy, the Hard Road to World Order, and Technocracy Rising, the Trojan Horse of Global Transformation, that high-tech companies represented by Google, for instance, are filled with technocrats who have absolutely no loyalty to the government of our country or any other country. They hate government. They want to control everything through technology and by what they call the science of social engineering. When programmers who develop very sophisticated code like Google, at first they're just programmers. They're just doing their thing. They're practicing their craft, their trade, and many of them are brilliant. But there comes a time when a decision is made to use that invention to manipulate social behavior and to manipulate society. This is where technocrats take over. It's not just programming anymore. It's programming with a purpose, with an intention to do damage to the heart of a country. And this is what Google has done. This is where they've shifted. They're full of technocrats who believe that they have better understanding of truth than you and I do, or that government does, for that matter. And it's also important to note from this story that the people that are being blocked by Google go beyond the conservative voice. They have also blocked many so-called progressive sites that for one reason or another, they disagree with. The bottom line of it is, Google is censoring anybody outside of its own frame of reference of technocracy. This is also a compelling reason on why Google has been so friendly with China. It continues to assist China with its internal search engine technology, and our government is already investigating Google for its complicity with the Chinese government, which of course is extremely oppressive to its people. But on the other hand, China is full of technocrats as well. And if we could apply the old phrase that birds of a feather flock together, it makes perfect sense that Google would be more friendly with China than it would be with the United States. And indeed it is. So there's a lot more to the story on Google that's going to come out. The investigations should fly. You won't hear much of the story in the mainstream media, of course, because by and large, the mainstream media is happy that the conservative voice is being filtered and shadow banned and sometimes outright banned, even though some of theirs might be banned as well. The majority of it is still broadcasting loud and clear. I encourage you to keep an eye on this story. More will be released from ProjectVeritas.com. They have become the modern-day WikiLeaks, if you will, at least for this issue. Google is hopping mad. They're undoubtedly also fearful that more information is going to release that will absolutely damn them before U.S. Congress. And once investigations start by Congress, perhaps even by the FBI, Google is going to have a lot of explaining to do. But as Paul Harvey once said, now you know the rest of the story. I'm Patrick Wood for Technocracy News and Trends. See you next time. We'll be right back.